Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's going on here?
Attach the headphones.
It was me. I turned the headphones down. I'm trying to be kinder to my ears.
Okay.
As a longtime heavy metal musician, I've spent decades punishing my eardrums.
Your less hearing deficient alter ego.
And yet, like, my left ear is far weaker than my right ear as far as, like, what I'm able to hear well.
Oh, I'm the opposite. My right ear is more. Because I always stand on the right side of the stage at shows.
Yeah.
So.
You guys can share earbuds when you stand next to each other.
Aw. Stardate 11062022, Captain's Log. I think I said that in the wrong order, but whatever. It's fine. I got it out there. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number if you want to join us tonight. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I fully expect some of our callers who would normally call in, like, hour number one to not call until hour number two because of government savings time.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Did you guys get...
It really whacked me up today, not going to lie.
Really? How so? Like, what were the effects?
I don't know. I just, well, one, it's darker.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of got my sleeping out of whack, but my sleeping's kind of always out of whack, so maybe that was it, too.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Maybe it's just the night shift thing.
I took the bonus hour in the morning and just slept until my alarm would go off normally. I was like, all right.
It was funny.
Much more rested.
So I did Free Talk Live last night, and then, of course, after, I did Beard Talk Live, which we've been doing on Saturdays at 10:30, and that's usually a three-hour thing that we do. And so I got home, at what I thought was about the normal time I would get home, and I'm like, oh, I made really good time, because I looked at the clock on the stove or whatever, and then I looked at my cell phone, and I'm like, oh, right, the cell phone updated automatically, the clock on the stove, I don't have a smart stove or whatever, it's just so I had to change it manually. Also had to change the clock in my car manually. I don't have a... that's not connected to the internet either.
I had to do the wristwatch and the vehicle changeover.
The only thing I did was my watch. My stove is still incorrect unless Matt did it.
I used to just leave my car clock and just live with it. Be like, okay, I got to subtract an hour. Oh, I got to add an hour, depending on which way it was. Because I just, some of the clocks are really difficult to change.
Yeah.
You got to hold down, like, two things and, like, get a third person. Hey, Bob, come over here, press this button a couple times.
We had a car that wouldn't let you do it while you were driving. You had to wait till you were stopped to press the buttons.
That doesn't surprise me. Some of the new cars, you can't even, like, connect to Bluetooth while you're driving. Like, there's something called a passenger, right?
I imagine that at some point... somebody ran some statistics about accidents that happen where people are trying to change their clocks.
That's a good enough reason to ban the change of time to begin with.
Well, yeah.
If it saves just one life. Stupid nonsense.
I didn't look it up. I meant to, but I keep hearing, and like every year it seems, there's some talk about ending government savings time.
I think they're supposed to do it next year.
That's what I thought too, but I have no evidence or anything to point at. Are you aware of any of this? Is this real?
I just heard a rumor.
Okay. So are you aware of any of this? No? Okay.
My friend told me, and she was very upset because they're going to go with the one that we just had. I get confused.
Daylight savings time. This is how it's supposed to be. Like right now is how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean? Like, how it's supposed to be? Like, like humans have arbitrarily decided.
Understood.
Yeah, time isn't even real.
Right. So, but humans, here's the thing. Humans, as a collective, right, arbitrarily set, like, one place on the map and said, this is time zero.
Yeah, Greenwich Mean Time.
Right. And then they divided up the planet into 24 equal segments.
Mm-hmm.
And every segment is a time zone, mm-hmm. like lasting an hour, right? That's how it works. And we just happen to fall into the time zone. But right now, right, it's 7:11 Eastern Time. And that's what it's supposed to be, right? It's not supposed to be 8:10 or 8:11,
right?
If you go around that circle from Greenwich Mean Time at your zero point, you know, we're 19 marks away from that.
Right. No, I like the other time better.
I don't really like this time.
And there's your problem. That's the problem. Because in order to go to the other time permanently, you need the government's permission. But if you just leave it where it is now, you don't. It's just, that's the time it is.
Yeah, it's messed up. I'm with Nikki, though. Like, I would prefer to have whatever we just left.
Okay.
I'd like it to stay lighter longer
in the evening. Then move one time zone west.
No, that's not the problem.
Yeah, that's not how it works. I've lived in other time zones.
Okay.
And it still gets dark earlier.
Who cares?
Right, during that time zone. So, I have a preference, but in the end, whatever the choice is, just make the damn choice and end the stupid thing.
Yeah.
Because it has no use anymore.
Right.
If it ever really did.
No, it doesn't.
Right? I'm told that,
it never did.
I'm told that, like, it was a wartime thing that they instituted so that they could have more daylight for, like, the farmers and the factory workers.
No, they got no more daylight. Even if that was the reason, they got zero more daylight, because that's not how daylight works.
Right. They all had the same amount of time, but they just shifted it into, like, whatever the normal societal accepted hours of operation
were. So you can wake up earlier.
So here's what you do. Here's what you do. You leave it where it is, right, wherever your tick mark happens to be on the Earth, right, like, that's where you're at, and then you just change the business hours, right? You don't have to get up at 7:30 anymore, you just get up at 8:30 or whatever.
Yeah, the whole.
Who cares?
I have a problem with business hours too. Like the whole accepted norm of 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or whatever that is, because like it creates some things. If you've ever studied like traffic patterns in large cities, and like people who have tried to figure out how to like make highways and freeways less congested during rush hour, like the first thing they always do is say, well, we have to incentivize businesses to operate under different hours, and that'll alleviate some of the congestion.
Yeah.
And of course, no one does that.
Yeah.
No governments do that, but they don't do it because they don't care. They don't really care about traffic congestion. They don't care. You know, it actually probably, makes for more wear and tear on the roads and keeps, like, the government employees employed, and so they don't care. They don't want to incentivize anybody for any of that crap.
I'm pretty sure I'm on record on this show as also suggesting the elimination of time zones altogether for the same reason, right? You can just have Greenwich Mean Time, and then no matter what time it is, you know what time it is every place else.
Right.
You don't have to do the conversion.
Right. Yeah, that's
an interesting concept. It's just like our 5 o'clock is going to be light, and somebody else's 5 o'clock is going to be
and
dark,
who cares,
whatever.
Yeah. Right? So if you're on Greenwich Mean Time, and all of a sudden, like, oh, my alarm goes off at 11 instead of 7 in the morning, or whatever it happens to be, and I have to be at work at 12, and I go from 12 to 8 instead of 9 to 5, who cares?
Right, yeah.
Right? It makes everything more simplified.
Yeah, true.
That's interesting.
You just change the hours.
I've never even thought of that as a possibility.
Okay.
Seriously.
Like
it does kind of make sense.
A business could have summer hours, winter hours, and whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Just go like, okay, starting tomorrow, we're open at 9 instead of 8. Mm-hmm. And then done. Right? And some businesses will do that, and some won't.
Right.
And some schools will do that, and some won't. And it doesn't matter.
Fine.
It'll be fine.
Yep.
I also have a preference to the 24-hour clock rather than 12 and 12.
You like the military
AM and PM.
Time versus the... Yeah.
It's just it's where I have such a weird sleeping schedule. If I look at the time, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 6, but is it 6 a.m. or 6 p.m.? Am I late? If it's just in the 24-hour clock... format. It's less.
We'll see you at the show at 17:15, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 1700, right?
Yeah, that's like 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Doors open early.
All right.
Got to get up some pre-funk in before the show starts.
Got it.
Yeah.
Even simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do that and eliminate time zones. Everything's fine.
I have been conditioned though
for the double time,
right? The 1 through 12 and the the two sections of
I have to track hours at work, and I have to type in the military time into Excel for it to calculate properly.
But my brain, because I was not in the military ever, my brain isn't used to doing, you know, the 24-hour calculation.
Well, figure out a better name for it, too. The 24-hour clock instead of military time.
That's why,
yeah. 603-283-6160. How have you been affected by government savings time, a.k.a. daylight savings?
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
We really are. It's true. She does not tell a lie. At least this time.
Not right now.
Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. You can grab a chisel and carve it into your driveway, or tattoo it onto your firstborn's forehead so you don't forget. You can bring up anything you want. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richard Rich.
We, during the first segment, we were talking about government savings time, also known as daylight savings time. I like to call it what it really is, was government savings time, because somehow the government figured out if they do this daylight savings time thing, they get some benefit somehow. I'm not sure what the benefit was supposed to be. And
nothing.
If there ever was one, it's certainly gone.
Just like the using inches and feet and miles.
Yeah.
Imperial system.
Yeah, that's a good point, because, like, people say, oh, Americans can't, they just can't convert to the metric system. I'm like,
nah, I use the metric system all the time.
Man? Like, you know, I bought weed in ounces, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Duh.
I've got a gram in my pocket and a 9mm on my hip.
Yeah.
I don't want to know these things, but sure.
Whatever. It's also a lie for the feds listening out there.
Or is it?
No, it's a lie for the feds out there.
So, we were talking about government savings time and how useless it is. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have the Dankest Vanilla calling from New Mexico. What's on your mind?
I figured out what the government is saving. They're saving a whole lot of money.
How?
It's not for the reason that you think. You know how every single year when government savings comes along, there's an 11% uptick in heart attacks that morning?
I did not know that. Wait, what's your source on that? Or do you have one?
Oh, the internet.
I've been on this for a long time, yeah, of course.
I can look it up. I
get my news from memes and cryptic, archaic messages in my dreams.
Oh, so legitimate sources.
Reliable.
Okay, all right. All right, so there's an uptick. Yeah. What was the percentage?
I've heard similar statistics.
It's right around 11%.
11% uptick in heart attacks?
What, do people just wake up and think they're late?
I think that's a major, it's not a major concern right now, because obviously, like, everyone's cardiovascular health is at the best it's ever been, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
But just imagine how much they're saving on Social Security.
Oh, because they don't have to pay out to people, the older people who die.
All right.
So the government's got to be just, like, licking their chops at all the boomers that are about to die, right?
But if younger people die, then they're missing out on tax cattle.
Right.
That's true.
If they're still working, if they're having a heart attack because they got up to go to work, they're likely not on Social Security.
But if they're having a heart attack because they're poor and they've already retired and their only source of income is Social Security, then the government's happy.
I just have a hard time believing that would give somebody a heart attack.
Can we kill off more people on Social Security?
Enough for it's for people to notice it?
If you already have, a medical condition and then you do something like change your sleep patterns, your circadian rhythms and all that kind of thing, that could be enough to, tip the scale in one direction or another.
Producer is signaling me that it's close to 24% something or other.
Wow.
So wow.
That's
really
crazy.
That is crazy. So I just want to be clear. So it's the one that we just changed into is the, quote, way it's supposed to be, quote, unquote.
Yes, we're now in standard time.
So does this change
morning,
occur?
The heart attacks decrease.
Okay, that was what I was getting at. It's like, does this increase in heart attacks occur when we spring forward, when we fall back, or both?
No, only when we spring forward. Oddly enough, today, the exact same percentage, it's flipped. So now it's like an 11% decrease.
So it balances out anyway, and the government saves nothing.
Good point. But still, like, if you can reduce the amount of heart attacks by, we'll call it 12% on average.
Okay.
Right?
Let's just fall back every day then, Captain. Just fall back every rolling day. The clock back an hour until no one have a heart attack anymore. Stupid.
Besides the elderly, it might even affect soccer players. Who knows?
It'd be funny if that worked.
We found a cure for heart disease. Everyone just gets an extra hour of sleep every morning.
Day. That's hilarious. All right. Dankus, what else?
You guys were talking about the metric system, so I work in construction. If anything, I'm not sure. Maybe
What kind of sockets do you use? Metric or standard?
No, he's probably going to bring up the 2x4s being more divisible under the Imperial system.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's mainly that we cut the lumber for the majority of the world, and so then they end up having to do the conversions, which sucks for them, not for us. But the problem is all the Italians make the tile, and so if you're doing backsplash, it's a real pain in the ass trying to find a metric tape measure in the U.S. to make everything work.
Mm-hmm. What do, you know, if I'm in England and, you know, I need to replace some boards in my deck, do I go out and buy, what do I buy? 1x4s or, no, because they don't use the Imperial system, so.
England?
Or wherever.
Where do you
Europe.
Think it came from?
Wherever.
Yeah,
okay, no, I'm sorry. Wherever they're using the metric system.
Anyway.
Right. What if I'm in a country where they use the metric system, what do I buy for lumber?
Well, I don't know. Do you have a license to do that in the first place?
Well, no.
You'd be buying meters. You'd be buying, like, meters or the derivative there.
Centimeters or millimeters or whatever. Yeah, okay. All right. I just thought, like, there was an equivalent, like, terminology for, like, a 2x4 in the metric system.
When it comes to the lumber, that's the thing that... people like construction and carpenters prefer the Imperial system.
Yeah.
Because a foot is divisible by 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
Right. But a meter is not.
By 10.
Yeah. 10 or 2.
Two or, factors.
2 or 5
right,
or 10, and that's it.
Right.
So it's, you know, less divisible than a 2x4.
Right, right.
When you're doing those incremental cuts.
But it just sounds cooler if there's some violence involved and somebody gets hit by a 2x4.
Yeah.
As opposed to getting hit by a, you know, 10 millimeter rod or something, right? You know? Or
yeah, I got hit by a 2.6 centimeter by, that sounds cool.
All right, Dankus, thank you for the call. We appreciate you.
We should go back to weighing ourselves in stone. I sound much lighter. He's only 15 stone.
So
how much is that? 15 stone.
Yeah. So apparently we weren't the only people asking about the 2x4s. But okay. People are asking, but I've yet to receive an answer.
Oh.
So I'll keep you updated.
All right, keep us updated.
Check Quora. Someone's got to be.
That's where I get it. And then somebody was like, well, in Australia, instead of 2x4s, they call them 4x2s. Because it's upside down.
Upside down, backwards, so. Yeah.
And it's not
those are the type of answers I'm getting. I'm not getting real answers.
Is it true about the toilet flushing?
Yes.
On the other side of the world, it's backwards?
Yeah.
I've not traveled to the other side of the world, so I've not experienced the reverse.
I've never been upside down.
If you trust YouTube, there's a video on there where they do it at the equator. They flush it on one side, then move the thing to the other side, and they flush it on the other side, and it does the opposite thing.
Really?
Nuh-uh.
Fascinating.
Have you traveled, though, and seen it?
I have not traveled to see it.
All
but
right.
That's why caveat.
I should ask,
if you trust YouTube.
I should ask Mark Edge. He gallivants.
Okay.
I bet you he's experienced it.
I don't look at my poop as it's going down.
Okay, but, like, you know, certainly you've, you know, taken a whiz and flushed a toilet and watched and been like, hey, that's going backwards. 603-283-6160. Coming up, what are we going to talk about? Do we know?
I don't know.
Do we have anything? We do.
Stick around and find out.
We do have some show prep. Find out coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden told voters in Pennsylvania that a Democratic loss in Tuesday's midterm elections would have decades of consequences, while Republicans, including his predecessor, Donald Trump, predicted a sweeping victory. The biggest names in U.S. politics, Biden, Trump, Obama, visited Pennsylvania on Saturday, hoping to tip the balance in a pivotal midterm Senate race, between Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz. Elon Musk bought Twitter, started firing great swaths of staff, said he would charge for the blue tick, blamed unnamed activists trying to destroy free speech for repelling advertisers, and caused those advertisers to take a long, hard think about whether they still want to spend on the social media company. Elon, let us know. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back. They're back. Unless they're not.
They're back.
But they should be. If they're not back, they should be back by now because the show is starting. Or continuing. We're into, segment number three now of hour number one of Free Talk Live.
Still trying to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Well, we were talking about the imperial system versus the metric system. And during the break, Richie, you and I were talking about... I own a house that's well over 100 years old, and I have a deck, if you will, a porch, and some of the, they're 1x4s. They've seen better days. And so I was like, oh, I'm just going to go to the Home Depot, and I'm going to buy a 1x4 and replace, like, the worst one. And if that works out, then I'll go get a couple of more. And so I got one, and I didn't even do the thing because it is significantly smaller than the 1x4 that I wanted to replace by, like, I don't know, a quarter of an inch or something.
At least.
Yeah. And you were saying that that's because of government.
I suggested it, and we're trying to find some corroborating evidence. But I've made the claim that the reason for that is government interference in that marketplace, setting minimum standards for 2x4s or 1x4s or whatever it happens to be.
Right.
And then by setting the minimum standards, everyone goes down to the minimum, and that becomes the new standard. So 2x4 is closer to like a 1.5x3.5 because that was the minimum tolerance allowed by the government.
Right.
And that became, and because of that, it just became the standard. Right, like a baker's dozen. The reason you get that 13th donut is because of a standard for weight. Like each thing has to weigh a certain amount. And go like, well, not all donuts weigh the same, so if we're going to be in compliance, just throw a little bit of extra one in there to get into compliance.
Time to make the donuts.
Right. So I'm suggest if I'm wrong, call in and correct me. If I'm right, call in and pat me on the back. But I'm pretty sure, you know, the story that I'm sticking with is government standards for measurements.
That's usually what it is.
I believe
it's
it.
It's a safe assumption.
Yeah, government interference.
I believe it because it would behoove builders to, you know, have the same standard over time. Instead of it changing.
Yeah. Well, and it must be so difficult to be a contractor working on an older house and having to replace something, and then it being, you know, that must make it so much more difficult, because when it's smaller by just that little bit, that must be so frustrating.
That does explain why I see a lot of, like, resell, like on the Craigslist or whatever, I see a lot of, like, resell of, you know, a torn down house from the 1800s. They're selling, like, the beams out of it, and they're selling, you know, the lumber that came from the good stuff, the stuff that's salvageable.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense to me now that we're talking about it because, like, yes, that you want to replace like with like. You don't want to replace something that was there with a smaller size and hope for the best. You want to replace it with, the same thing.
And
that makes sense.
And the odd thing is, if they can cut it down to precisely the minimum,
right,
they can cut it down to precisely what it says on the label.
Right.
Right. Right.
False advertising.
If you get a 2x4, they can cut that to 2x4.
Right.
They choose not to save lumber.
Right, yeah. If they had to, like, trim a thing, then they just cut a piece bigger and then trim it until it's actually 2x4.
Which is what they do to get down to 1.5x3.5.
Somebody that might have some insights, or might not, might be a person named Major Payne who happens to be on the line. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Only if it has something to do with whales.
I got something for you. You can take that 2x4 and put it in your blowhole there, buddy.
See,
something about whales.
So anyway, yeah, I can tell how old a building is when I'm tearing it apart by the dimensions of the 2x4. Because they went down like an eighth of an inch at a time.
Right.
In the 70s, they were an inch and 7/8. Now they're down to, like you say, 3.5x1.5. But as far as the increments, definitely feet are preferred by carpenters rather than the metric system.
Told you.
And I don't know who the guy was that called that says that we're sawing all the lumber. But you know the big orange box store that sells all the wood?
Yep.
Well, all the 1x4s I bought off them for 10 years to do all my trim work with and stuff come from Sweden.
Okay.
And they are 3/4 inch by 3.5 inches, which is not metric.
Right, right. Interesting.
I mean, it's got a metric conversion somewhere,
right?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, when products get imported into the U.S., they doesn't have, you know, if it's from Sweden, it wouldn't have a Swedish label. It would have an English label, so people here could read it and understand it.
Right.
So, I mean, the same thing would be true with anything.
It says made in Sweden. It's printed in English. It says made in Sweden.
Okay, we're going to do the American lumber now. Retool the factory for the imperial system.
The biggest quirk I've got on the metric system and the standard system colliding is in the automotive industry. There was like 5 to 7 years where they were using some metric stuff and some standard stuff. And crawling under one of those beasts to work is a nightmare. You never know what size wrench it is.
Yep.
I mean, even if you can eyeball it real good, you know, you're going to be wrong half the damn time.
Yeah, like
the 10-millimeter socket.
Right,
and then you need two sets.
I have two sets.
Pain.
I have the metric set. I have the standard set because sometimes, depending on the level of stripping of, you know, a certain nut or bolt or whatever, you know, you need to use the actual. You can get away with, like, faking the metric for the imperial or the imperial for the metric from time to time, but if that bolt has been removed and put back multiple times, you're going to need the correct one.
I forget what it was. It might have been, like, an As Seen On TV wrench set.
Yeah.
But I forget the brand name, but it was.
It fits to whatever.
It doesn't fit to whatever. Like a 10 millimeter matches with whatever the imperial one is, but the wrench was cut where it would rotate onto both. Like it wasn't as precise, but it would fit both imperial and metric.
Huh.
It's like the one tool to rule them all.
I've seen the sockets that are like, I'm trying to remember the name of the thing where, like, it's a whole bunch of pins and you, like, put it up to your face or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's a socket, so it fits over whatever size socket.
But then you can't get into small areas with that thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Those things suck. They suck. And the tool you're talking about, Richie, is a universal wrench. I don't know if that's what they tagged it as, but the word universal, as far as parts go, it fits nothing properly.
Well, yeah, that's
like
the
one
thing.
Size fits all.
But it didn't fit like everything. It was a set of wrenches, like Met wrench or something.
I got
Can someone Google
quick,
Met wrench?
You gotta go.
I got a quick for you on the time change, because I know you're going to dump me off here.
Okay.
So this guy walks into a clock shop, and there's this cute little girl behind the counter. He walks up to the counter and unzips his drawers and slaps his Johnson on the counter. And the girl stands back in a grievous gasp and says, "Sir, sir, you made a grievous mistake. This is a clock shop, not a cock shop." He says, "Oh, good. Well, put two hands and a face on this, would you?"
Thanks for the call, Major. That's horrible.
Surprised we let that go.
You're right about the one size fits all. That is definitely a lie.
Yeah, one size fits most. One size fits nobody.
I don't even know about a crescent wrench. Right? Have you seen like one of these like a women's one size fits all, but like on a large man? That's definitely not going to work.
Yeah,
definitely not going to work.
Well, that's why they started saying one size fits most.
Because Americans got fatter.
Well, that's true. They did
seed oils. That's why.
They got fat because of seed oils?
Yep. Canola it ruins your hormones, it ruins your metabolism.
Yeah. It's the fake cheese, right? The one that's all based in oil.
Yeah. I mean, like, coconut oil, olive oil, like, butter and animal oils are good.
Yeah.
But canola oil, forget about it.
Yeah, that's a no.
And I won't let it go, and I'll keep saying it.
Yeah. I've been using EVO for a long time instead of, but I prefer butter.
If I'm gonna
grilled cheese or do a light fry of something, right? Butter's my go-to, like real butter, right? Like Irish butter, right? Grass-fed, something from the farm.
Yeah, you know why I think I have such a beef with the seed oils was because I had horrible, horrible skin for years, like literally since I was in fifth grade.
Okay.
And then once I cut seed oils out of my diet and I stopped being 100% vegan, my skin miraculously cleared up.
Huh.
And I was just so angry because I'm like, I've been poisoned by, like, for all these years. You can't, if you look at ingredient labels, it's so hard to find any processed food without some form of seed oil, canola oil, or,
And if you go to, like, a dermatologist, they're not going to be like,
stop eating seed oil. They have no clue.
Yeah.
I've got a special container that I bust out for, like, special meals. Wagyu beef tallow.
Ooh. 603-283-6160. What's your go-to material or fat or oil for frying? Give us a call. Coming up, we'll talk about a mass exodus from Twitter.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Richie Rich, you smirked as if you had learned something.
Because amazingly enough, it is Met Wrench.
Met Wrench.
But it's not wrench, it's like wrench.
A wrench.
And I'm looking at this graphic of it, and as you can see, the spelling is M-E-T-R-I-N-C-H.
It's meter almost, inch. It's almost a portmanteau in that respect.
Very close.
Yeah.
Clever. Never got that. Never got that growing up.
They tried.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have got it had they not put the colors behind the logo, right?
Neither would I.
It's half black background, half red background to, like, highlight that they're doing a wordplay thing.
Right.
Yeah. And you're like, wow, these people are really bad at spelling.
And I just, you know, after all these years, just got that part of it.
Well, that's a thing that happens in the tech industry, right? They'll combine two words, and then they'll make it all one word, but they'll, in the middle of the word, they'll capitalize the second word.
Yeah.
And then they'll misspell it, so it's not the right
yeah.
You know, correct spelling, just to be trendy or something, and like, I don't
it's
know.
Like, why?
They think it separates them from the competition somehow, but, like, whatever. Maybe come up with a different name, you know, if you can't spell it right. Maybe, you know, hire a more creative person. You know, like me, for example. Well, I'm happy to come up with a creative name for your company.
Find Captain on Fiverr.
I charge more than $5, but...
Some people on Fiverr.
I know.
You just have to have, like, an introductory thing that you do.
Yeah, that one thing you do for $5.
Yeah, sure, I'll call your mom and call her stupid for $5. Everything else costs 50.
See, I need to put that up on Fiverr now. Hi, Mrs. Jones. Yeah, your kid asked me to call and tell you that you're stupid.
That's it.
And that's it. It's almost like, wow, you've turned prank calling into a profession now.
I couldn't do that. That's too mean. I would have one that's like, I call your mom and tell her she's nice.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
I mean, there's room for both, right? You know.
I would charge $6 for that.
Yeah. I would charge seven,
charge
actually.
More for nice than for not nice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, maybe. If the market supports it, why not?
But the guy with the sign that said $2 deluxe hugs?
Deluxe hug.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of a deluxe hug.
I was about to say, I don't want to find out what that
sounds
is.
Unwanted.
No, well, again, but he held the sign up next to the dude who had the sign that said free hugs. Right? So you could get a free hug, and, you know, you get what you pay for, right? But you pay $2, you get the $2 deluxe
hug. I think the deluxe hug comes with, like, lettuce and tomato and some mayonnaise, right? Yeah. And that's how the deluxe burgers
That's
work.
The hug supreme.
No, the hug supreme would be
the sour
olives,
cream
olives, sour cream, chives. Green peppers.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. What do we do? Oh, we're doing a radio show.
No.
I thought we were making baked potatoes.
I did see a meme of it was a potato cop that had pulled over a car with a potato in it, and the potato inside of it, like the top of it, was split, and it had like butter and sour cream and everything in it, and then it had two eyes that were super bloodshot. That was it. That was the whole. It was
baked
just
potato.
A little cartoon. It was the cop was pulling over a baked potato.
Oh man,
clever.
Yeah, it was clever. So before we go on, I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so I think everybody, all the muskrats are aware, and the musketeers are aware, that Elon Musk has completed the purchase of Twitter.
Yay!
I had no clue.
Like, yeah, he had it.
Well, because you're not a muskrat or a musketeer.
Yeah, I really could care less. I mean, it's just in the news, of course, so I know about it.
Could you care less, though?
I could.
You could?
I could care less. I care a little more than I want to because it's in the news.
Okay.
If it wasn't in the news, I wouldn't care at all, and that's where I want to be. But because it is in the news, I'm caring a little bit because I keep seeing it, and there's more news surrounding it. So, and apparently he's fired some people and, you know, laid a bunch of people off and fired, like, the board some marketing people
and
all this kind of thing.
Marks.
Well, apparently...
But tried to hire some back. Like, whoops.
I stumbled upon this today. It was actually trending on Mastodon, of all places. Mm. And it's about Mastodon, too, but it's from Time.com.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's a pretty major news outlet. Yeah. Let's see what the... And here's the headline. Thousands have joined Mastodon since Twitter changed hands. Its founder has a vision for democratizing social media. So we know what Mastodon is, right? It's
been using it for years.
Decentralized, federated social media. It's kind of similar to Twitter. Instead of tweeting, you toot, right? And, you know, the same kind of thing sort of apply to, like, what you can do and the media you can share. It's a lot like Twitter in that it's a feed, but it's not owned by any one person or one entity.
So I wonder if this has to do with the advertiser exodus, right? Like, you wouldn't expect this story to come from Time, necessarily.
Right.
But if Time was one of the people, or it was one of the organizations who decided, we're not going to be advertising on Twitter anymore, then it would behoove them to move as much of their readers onto the new platform that they will be on.
But, right. Like, okay.
And Elon threatened, he's like, I'm putting all the advertisers on blast so the conservative right-wingers know who to boycott.
Light-ringers?
Right-wingers.
Oh, I thought you said white-ringers.
Just normal dude playing horseshoes, man.
As Twitter changed hands at the end of October, another very similar social media site was experiencing something of an influx. Mastodon, a decentralized microblogging site named after an extinct type of mammoth, recorded 120,000 new users in 4 days following Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter.
Okay. You say wow, but like, top Twitter followers have tens of millions of people, so that's not
okay.
It's more
as
than
far
I would
as it
expect,
scales,
though.
Yeah.
Well, in that short of time,
I mean, I like it. I think it's high time for people to get, you know, the heck off of the top two.
Yeah,
right?
No, I'm with
human
you.
Beings always get into this I talked about it a little bit last night on, I think, Free Talk Live, about how human beings seem to reduce things to twos, and I don't know if that's a function of the brainwashing of government, if it's a symptom of humanity and culturalism. I don't know, but, you know, Coke and Pepsi, right? There's a whole bunch of other sodas, but everybody knows Coke and Pepsi. They're the top two. There's a whole bunch of social media sites, but everybody knows Facebook and Twitter, right? They're the top two, right? And so I think more people should, like, I have the top two. I'm on the top two, but I'm also on Mastodon. I'm also on Float. I'm also on, you know, insert social media here. So, you know, I'm trying to decentralize and diversify as much as possible. So, at any rate, 120,000 new users in 4 days, I think, is, you know, it's significant to Mastodon.
Yes.
Not to Twitter.
Yes. So I wonder how many people are on Mastodon.
That's a good question.
Now 125,000.
If only we had a producer or somebody with a magic rectangle or a glowing box with a keyboard who could find that information
for us. I just can't spell. That's
the problem. Oh, okay. The German founder named Eugen Rochko, I'm probably butchering the name, said many of them were Twitter users seeking a new place to call their online home. Those users, whether they knew it or not, were following in the footsteps of Rochko, age 29, who began coding Mastodon in 2016 after becoming disillusioned with Twitter. I was thinking that being able to express myself online to my friends through short messages was very important to me, important also to the world, and maybe it should not be in the hands of a single corporation, Rochko says.
So, sorry, really quick, producer intro. Intro, 655,000 users on Mastodon.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, nowhere near Twitter, right? Twitter's
237 million.
Okay. So what did it increase by? Like 150?
120,000.
120. So that's kind of a lot.
That's a significant chunk
yeah.
of Mastodon
right.
users.
In 4 days?
20% influx.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Right, cool. But less than like a percent of people leaving Twitter.
Sure, yeah. But it's something. It's a good start.
Sure.
In my opinion. Rochko says it was generally related to a feeling of distrust of the top-down control that Twitter exercised. He's talking about him inventing Mastodon. Mastodon, which proudly proclaims it is not for sale, has around 4.5 million user accounts.
Huh.
Maybe we'll...
So accounts, this is active users.
Okay. 603-283-6160. Are you considering leaving Twitter or Facebook for a decentralized social media like Mastodon? Are you already there? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.